lot of factors that would factor in to be difficult for us to go in and widen the road because nobody really would know where all the utilities were, who would be responsible for that. So anyway, I told him that, and Mr. Walker and the citizens in that community wanted to come and speak to the commission about their plight and see if there was anything, any relief you might offer them, because I told them the Road and Bridge Department, without that right-of-way, the petition was, we didn't hold that valid, you know, because we look at making the roads 20 foot when we take them in. So they're here today to speak.
And it's how wide right now?
The road width is 10 foot on Cypress and about 12 foot on Candle. Very little drainage or ditches. Rough, unimproved gravel road. That's the width. The right-of-way width is 20 foot, which I talked to our attorney on another issue. Just because the state said in 1939 they need to be 30, that doesn't change what had been recorded prior, you know. So our legal public right-of-way right there is only 20 foot. Also, the petitioners indicated on the petition we maintain Hillman Road out there as a Class 6 road. We go out and grade it once, twice a year. A lot of utilities in the way. They indicated on the petition they would not accept that. They wanted a Class 5 road for those roads. So they're here to speak on their behalf.
And is that the Class 6 that you just go through and grade a couple of times
right.
a year and
right.
do
snow
removal?
Snow maintenance, no.
Pardon?
I don't believe that road has snow removal on it, no, ma'am.
We have went down and done snow before. I know we have.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I don't believe that.
But.
Doesn't mean we're supposed to.
Pardon?
I guess we're not supposed to, but we have.
We do a lot of Class 6 roads that say specify no snow removal. So.
Okay.
But what's the reason I was asking that is what's a 5 then? You said they didn't want a 6, they wanted a 5.
And right, which would be chip and seal, just ditches, snow removal. Mm-hmm. Of course, they would be after priority roads, but the standard road maintenance. So I believe they're here to speak.
Come on over to the mic, if
yes,
you would.
Okay. Thank you. I wanted to say, first of all, thank you all for having us here and for also preserving the prayer and the pledge. Thank you for that. That's really important to me. I don't know that we haven't accepted any kind of help. The Class 6 and the Class 5, if... Oh,
can you
I'm
your
Robert
name?
Wacob.
She wants to know.
I'm Robert Walker.
The address.
236 Coronado Drive. This is my first time here, so you can tell that. Branson. Okay. So anyway, the Class 6 and the Class 5 road, I'm not all that knowledgeable, but I don't know that we have turned down any kind of help. Enlighten me on that. I didn't get the...
Well, on one of the pages, it asked what you would accept. It specifically asked if you will accept a Class 6 classification, and when you filled out the petition, you marked as a Class 5.
Oh, I thought that I was told that Class 6 would not be... weren't eligible. We're not asking for chip and seal, though.
Right.
So.
Okay,
if that's clear. Basically, there's a washout coming from Coronado. It angles down the hill and eats out the road, so there's quite a gully there. Also, the same thing from Candle. There's a washout coming down, as we saw in the video. So what we're asking for, I thought I heard the words, put it back like it was in the beginning. That would be great. If we could get some grading, even one of our neighbors has volunteered to contribute some culvert pipe for the road, which would lessen the expense. We would need some grading, some rock, and some culvert pipe. I'm sure nobody, 1926 is when,
yes, sir.
We're the first subdivision in Taney County. When this was first put in, I don't think anybody foresaw the need that there would be a 30 or a 40 foot easement. So I think we're asking to be grandfathered in if there's a possibility to do that. But I don't want to be the only speaker here. Ken and Mike are here. Bud, lived there. I mean, I've lived there longer than Ken, but Bud's been here longer than I have, and Mike is very knowledgeable. Do you have any questions for us about what we're asking?
When the sewer department put the sewer in, they didn't repair the road years like it was before?
All I know is that I don't know about what came before. I did see that sewer thing in the middle of Cyprus.
So you didn't live there when at the time they put the sewer in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I put the sewer in. I was in maintenance and manager for 7 years.
With the county sewer? With the county sewer?
For the sewer for the park.
Okay, that's a private sewer system?
Yeah. Yeah, we have our own sewer plant. I built it.
Okay.
So we would love to have the expertise, the machinery to get some grading done. And we do have issues with ambulance, FedEx, and UPS not being willing to use that road because of the fact that it's in really bad shape. Boy, if we could get a one or two time a year touch-up, that's basically all we're asking, I think, and I don't want to misrepresent any of the others. But as I've gone from house to house and listened to the different people who have expressed their concerns, we'd probably be in hog heaven if we could get a grading and some culvert pipe put in and maybe a yearly maintenance. One of our neighbors has gone to quite a bit of an expense on his own to bring in a couple loads of rock so that he could haul his trailer up and down. And he's here today, so he can speak for himself better than I can.
Well, that's all totally understandable, but with the minimum right-of-way like you're talking about, it makes it very difficult for us to come in there and put the drainage in like it should be and allow us to put the rock on the road and expect it to remain there. Mm-hmm. We have to do that after we get our drainage.
Yeah.
And the proper crown on the road. Otherwise, if we came in there right now and put rock on it.
Yeah, the culvert pipe is necessary.
It's going to wash away, and we're back in there doing it again.
And that's what we're asking is the culverts be put in so it will carry the water where it needs to be instead of across the road. Yep.
But there's not enough right away to be able to do that because part of it is going through or by right next to a carport or structure the way it is now.
Yeah, the only thing I can see is that on the side of the road, a culvert pipe, so it'll carry the water that way. The same thing on the other side is a drop-off for part of that. So if we could crown the road, maybe a culvert pipe only on one side might do it, but I'm not a road expert.
Like on Candle, though, you need drainage on both sides going in.
Now, as I understand it, Candle, the only reason that's included is for access for the county. You have to have a county road to access Cypress. So Hillman is over here, and Candle is here, but Cypress goes in between the two. And Denzel, I think, isn't that the only reason we had to include Candle and Hillman in the petition?
Well, when we talked, I said that seemed to be the best place we could get the 40-footer right-of-way.
Oh, so I see. Okay.
On Candle.
Right. The other interior roads just have the 20, no room to expand.
But they have a 20-foot right-of-way.
Yes, they all do, even Candle. Mm-hmm. But it has the most potential to expand.
So we have neighbors who are willing to do as much on their own as we can, and it's a bit expensive to haul rock in. We're asking the county to help us out with what you can. And I don't want to be the only one speaking. Ken and Mike, would you like to come up and with your permission?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Kenneth Cheatwood. I live at 210 Coronado Drive, Branson, Missouri. The roads that he is talking about are in terrible shape. I do know a little about road building. Been there, done that. And I can understand what you're saying. You don't have room. And I agree with that. You don't. But all we're asking is for the road to be built up so that we can go down it. We have had instances where the ambulance like to never got to a house down there. Last night, one of our neighbors had a severe heart attack, and the ambulance like could not get in there and get out. It was horrible. And as you know, and I know, when someone's having a heart attack, time is everything. You know, if it's just fixed so that we can get down it and get out is all we ask. I've only lived there a year and 6 months now. I bought my place. Had I known that the roads were not maintained by the county, I would not have bought my home. Nobody told me that when I bought the house. I assumed that it was taken care of by the county because where I came from, that's where the way it was, you know. And I'm 100% disabled. I lost my lung, my right lung, in Vietnam. I spent 2 tours in Vietnam. I have breathing problems. In October, I had COVID and was in the COVID ward 19 days in Springfield. I'm a living miracle. And even during that time when they came to get me, it was everything to get out of that place, going in and out. So we need help. That's all we're asking for is just a little help. We're not asking you to build a blacktop road or put a bridge in. You know, just maintain it for us is all we ask so that we can get in and out of the place. And that would be, by the way, thank you for letting us appear today before this commission. Mr. Commissioner, we appreciate that very much. Mike?
Thank you.
Mike is also a disabled veteran with heart problems. He's had triple bypasses, and he lives next to me. We watch out for each other.
That's what our country's about.
Hi, my name is Mike Gibson of 215 Monarch Lane. And I spent $740 2 months ago to fix part of Cypress because in March I had a heart issue and they had to give me the ambulance. They had to carry me to the ambulance because they couldn't get down the road. And that's when we had that heavy snow and people were they couldn't get down the road because it was so bad, you know. But the ambulance couldn't get to my house and I live right on Cypress and Monarch on the corner. And they couldn't even get that far because the roads were so bad.
Kathy, can you show that on the map?
And I've also heard two loads of gravel in there on the road myself.
And the roads were washed out over a foot deep at that time. And it's all because, a lot of it's because the water come off Hillman. It's all going this way. And Hillman does have enough area to make it wide and put ditches in. There's no house on Hillman on this side. So they can widen it and they can dig it down, put a ditch in to carry the water down. That way, there's another road down. There's roads that we got to go through. If they dug it out, they could put the water so it goes down to Lake Canacoma. You wouldn't have to do a bunch of road work on any of that road. Just put a ditch in with backhoe. There's no culverts needed except for driveways.
You have to right away.
On Hillman.
It only has 20 foot of right away also.
Doesn't the county also take care of part of Hillman already? And that's in Taney County. I mean, Taney County Highland number one. Mm-hmm. And they just got through Chip and Sitting up so far.
Right. They used to do it because the guy at the end of the road was a lawyer, Bob, I can't think, he died this last year. I can't think of his last name.
Chance.
Yeah. And he got it done for him because he was special. And they did it all the way to his house. And it's a dead-end road. And the county went down there every time it snowed, all the way to his house, passed all of us up to take care of him. And all we're asking for is, like I said, grade the road, put some gravel. Yeah. Grade the road, you know, put some gravel on it for us. Mm-hmm. Just when it snows, just go out there and make a pass on it.
Denslip is... And it's a 12-foot wide and
40, so. Was there 40 some of us out there? And almost everybody is over 60 years old. Actually, my kids